Blog Talk Radio.
We need your power. Oh, we need you.
participants are muted and they can unmute themselves. Muted. Unmuted.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Muted.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We give thanks to everyone for coming back to the PNN Network tonight, Global. We welcome you back. Another day, another day, another hour, another night that we give God praise. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. We just lift his name up tonight, oh God. And we thank you for coming back and joining us again tonight for another high time. I don't know what you come to do, but I came to bless the Lord, and we hope that's what you came to do also. We hope that you come looking for a blessing. We hope that you came seeking God.
Praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. We are grateful. We are grateful for, again, another day that the Lord has brought us together. A day, praise God, that we've not seen before. But by his mercies and his grace, he's brought us here, and we're so grateful for it on tonight. Amen. We just want to thank God for you. We just want to welcome you on tonight. Welcome each and every one of you on tonight. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. The Prayer News Network Global. amen, Jesus, where we are being heard, amen, in quite a few countries, amen. I believe it's 59 and counting. So we give God thanks. We give God praise tonight. We thank God for you, each of you that have come out to join us on tonight, that have taken time out of your busy schedule. Amen, Jesus. So we just thank the Lord. We just thank the Lord. Amen. We just give God praise. We give God praise on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And we are, amen, Jesus, glory to God, going to ask one of our prayer warriors to come on and welcome you on tonight and to, amen, afterwards sanctify the line. Amen. We're going to ask Evangelist Gail Bell. Looks like you need to press star 6 and take your phone off of mute, Evangelist, and then you can be over here on the broadcasting side. Amen. So, phone mute.
Unmuted.
And press start. There you are. God bless you.
God bless you, too. God bless everyone. And we thank you so much for coming back to join us for another day, another hour, another night that we bask before the Lord and put our plates out just to see what God is going to do for us. We hope that you came with a heart of expectancy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. As Evangelist Bond says, the thrill on Blueberry Hill. Hallelujah. There's nothing like the PNN. And joining us again tonight, I hope that you're excited. I hope you had a blessed day in the Lord. I hope you prayed and you worshiped with him. You got what you need then, and that you're coming back to get just a little bit more. So we just thank you for coming out tonight. We hope that you come with really, really, really with a heart of expectancy. You just don't come to the line just to be coming, just to dial. We hope that you're coming expecting God to move, expecting God to move in your life, expecting things to happen in your life, expecting change. And those things that you desire, those things that you're desiring to do in the Lord, that he comes. Hallelujah, and he just bless your soul. Hallelujah, the thing that you've been needing, to the deliverance that you needed, the peace that you need, the joy, that all that can be found on the PNN Network Global. As she stated, we have serving over 500 countries. And with that being said, it's global. We are worshiping global. It's just not just Georgia, Florida, North Carolina. This is just the United States. But God, we thank God for the airwaves. We thank God that he's blessing our sisters and brothers throughout the land, that he's the on-time God. And whatever we need, wherever we are, he can do it all. And so with that being said, we thank everybody. We ask that you bring your minds in so that we can begin praying, asking God to come on in and bless us. Open up your mind. Open up your heart. Get whatever's on your mind tonight, whatever you need, whatever you need.
The recording has started.
God's got it tonight. Hallelujah. God, we just thank you, oh God. We just thank you, oh God. We lift your name up, God. We give you glory, God. We give you honor for the things that you're going to do, for the things that you have already done. We're so grateful, oh God, that you are our Father, oh God. And whatever we need, whatever we in need of, God, we thank you, oh God, that you're being a supplier tonight, oh God. Whatever problems we're having, oh God, we want to lay it at your feet, oh God. Hallelujah. Knowing that you're the author and the finisher of our faith, oh God. Hallelujah. That whatever word that you have for me, for this one, whatever word you have for us on an individual basis, that even we're listening with attentive ears, that you can minister to everyone, each and everyone, and give them the desires of their heart. Oh, God, and we just come before you, God, and praise you, oh, God, for deliverance. We praise you for peace, oh, God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we thank you for regulating our mind, oh God. We thank you for going throughout the world, oh God, to every listener, oh God. Whatever they in need of, whatever they in need of, oh God, we thank you for supplying that need, oh God. We thank you for the children, oh God. Pray for the home life, oh God, that your spirit roams in that place. It hovers in the place, oh God. Even after the worship service is gone, oh God, that the word continues to bless and bless and bless. And God, even we thank you for anointing the word, oh God, the word that will come forth in power, oh God. Hallelujah, to deliver. Set the captives free tonight. Salvation is in the air, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we ask, oh God, that you save like no other, oh God. Touch like no other. Deliver like no other, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we just ask, oh God, that you sanctify the line. Oh God, we're under this open heaven, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. The church without doors, oh God. Hey God, we thank you for ministering, oh God, throughout the world, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, this open sanctuary. Hallelujah. Touch hearts, God. Touch minds. Touch ears. Hallelujah. Touch eyes, oh God. Take the scales off of their eyes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, minister like no other to each and every individual, oh God, where there's need, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Order their steps tonight, God. Order their steps tonight, God. Clean their heart, God. Clean their hands, oh God. Hallelujah, that they will be fit for your use, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let the word do what it needs to do, oh God. In every area of our life, oh God. God, we're so thankful, oh God, because we know that you can. Hallelujah, we know that you will, oh God. So, God, we are pleased, oh God. Hallelujah, touch our hearts, oh God. Give us a heart of flesh, oh God. Hallelujah, that the word, the seeds that come forth, that they'll take root in our hearts, oh God. Hallelujah, spring up, hallelujah, glory to your name, oh God, that the true worshiper, oh God, will come forth. Hallelujah, the true worker would come forth in the name of Jesus with all honors given unto you, oh God. We bow down and toil excellently to you tonight, oh God. We give our hands and our hearts to you, oh God, in the name. We're raising them up, God. We're saying hallelujah to the King. Hallelujah to the King. Glory to the King. God, we worship you. We're at our feet, oh God. We're at our altar, oh God. Wherever we may be, oh God, let that be our altar. And it's dedicated to you tonight. Hallelujah, that you set the captives free in their minds. Hallelujah, where there's questions, oh God. Hallelujah, we thank you for answering them right now, God, right readily, God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray right now, oh God, for the speaker, oh God, that will come forth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, the speaker that will come forth, oh God. Hallelujah, touch them, oh God, from the crown of their head, God, to the soles of their feet, oh God. Minister like no other through them, oh God. Even if it's a rebroadcast, oh God, we thank you, oh God, wherever they are. Whatever they in need of, oh God. Hallelujah. Whatever they in need, oh God. Whatever they in need, oh God. You supply their needs, oh God. Bless their going out and their coming in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Bless them. Bless them now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Stir up that word even more, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Save souls, change minds, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Deliver us from us, oh God. Hallelujah, God, we just thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, for going through every household throughout the world, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, it's yours. We give it to you tonight that they surrender tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we're so thankful, oh God, that you would do that for us, oh God. We're so pleased, oh God, for you to be in your presence. We're so pleased, oh God, hallelujah, for you just being God all by yourself, oh God. The deliverer that you are, the peacemaker that you are. Hallelujah, the lover of our life, oh God. Hallelujah, the instructor. Hallelujah, glory to you, God. Hallelujah, our beginning and our ending. Our beginning and our ending. God, show us what goes in the middle. In the middle, the Alpha and the Omega of you, oh God. Hallelujah, the beginning of you and the end. Not the end, but our end. God, show us what we need to do between from the beginning when we were born, oh God, to the dash until you say, welcome home, our good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. We listen intensively for that. Hallelujah, for direction. hallelujah, that you would give it to us just like that in the name of Jesus, that you're so concerned about us. Everything that concerns you, oh God, concerns us, concerns you. And we love you tonight, oh God, for being an on-time God. Our on-time Father, hallelujah, with everything that we need. And tonight, God, we say thank you, hallelujah, in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you. God bless you, Evangelist Gail. God bless you on tonight. Amen. We thank God for you. Thank you for your dutifulness. Thank you for your willingness, amen, to always step right in. Amen. Just like that. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen, Jesus, for the extra hand, the extra help. Amen. Glory be to God. It's just a blessing, people of God. It's a blessing. Glory to God. And I tell you, anybody who knows about ministry knows that it is definitely not a one-person show. Amen. One person cannot do it all. It's impossible. It is impossible. Amen. But we thank God for willing workers. Amen. Those that have the heart, amen, of God, the heart of ministry. Amen, Jesus, unselfishly giving. Amen, that somebody may be touched, somebody may be blessed, somebody may be healed, somebody may be delivered and set free in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God for you. Thank you, Evangelist. Amen. We thank God. Amen. Even as, amen, as I said, for each and every one that have come on tonight and that always come to be a part of this Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We bless the Lord for you. And just want to thank God for all of our leaders. Thank God for the leaders that have come into the line, that are constantly listening on the line. Amen, Jesus. So many I'm beginning to hear, amen, that are listening via the web or via Facebook. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Not dialing in, but are yet tuned in. So we give God thanks and praise for you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your words of wisdom. Thank you for, amen, Jesus, all of that God has given you to be a help to this outreach ministry. Amen. We indeed count it such an honor, amen, for everyone and anyone that comes, amen, to be a part of, to help with the building of what the Lord is doing. Amen. It's such a blessing, people of God. We thank the Lord tonight. I want to thank God for my leaders. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Just thanking him for the late Apostle Dr. S.C. James and thanking him for Apostle Samuel Huggins. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Thanking him tonight for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking him for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Thanking the Lord for the elect ladies that stand by their side. Amen. And absolutely want to thank God for the advisors, all of the advisors that the Lord sent to be a part of this Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen, Jesus, we do. We thank God for you for being a part of this vision. Amen. That is in the earth. Glory to God. We do count it such an honor to have you come and be with us. Amen. Glory be to God tonight. Amen, Jesus. We do want to, amen, Jesus, prepare our heart for the reading of the word. Amen. We thank God tonight. Amen. And we are rebroadcasting, people of God, as we have, oh my goodness, over 2 years worth of messages. And we thank God tonight, Lord God, that we will be rebroadcasting. We're thanking the Lord. Amen. For the prayer. Amen. Prior to, glory to God, because the word never gets stale, people of God. The word never gets stale. Amen, Jesus. The Lord breathes upon his word. And as we've always stated, amen, what you didn't hear then, because you're in a different place, amen, in your mindset now, you can get something totally different out of the word. Amen. Glory to God, because, amen, as said in the prayer, the Lord will meet us right where we are. Amen. He will give us right what we need. Amen. So we bless the Lord tonight. Amen. Jesus, we glorify him. Amen. And tonight we want to go ahead and have the scripture reading for tonight coming from Sister Mary Holland. God bless you, Sister Mary.
Praise the Lord. Giving honor to God. Thanking him for blessing us to see another day. Thanking him for blessing us to be back together on the prayer line. To our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To Evangelist Bradley. To our PNN advisors. To our PNN prayer work. And to our listeners near and far who have joined us on tonight. Scripture reading will be coming from St. John, the 14th chapter. The 1st through the 13th verse. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long with you, and ye has not, and hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has Father, and how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the work. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater work than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Father. I read to you the 14th chapter of St. John, the 1st through the 13th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his holy word.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Mary. God bless you on tonight. Amen. For the reading of the word. Amen. Again, God bless the hearers. Amen. And the doers. Amen. Those that take this word and apply it, not just hear it, but take it and apply it to your life. Amen. Glory be to God that the Father, amen, may be glorified. Amen. And we give God thanks. We give God praise tonight. Again, we are rebroadcasting, and we give God thanks again for the just the library of word that we have, that we're able to bring to this platform. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Again, word never goes stale. But people of God, we want you to always listen attentively. Amen. Listen attentively to hear what the Spirit is saying to you in this hour. Amen. Whenever you're listening to the word. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're just so grateful on tonight, people of God. We are going over to Athens, Georgia. Amen, Jesus. We thank God there are, amen, Jesus, people, amen, over in Athens that the Lord has hallowed out for his name. Amen. Glory be to God. They are found there at the True Holiness Temple Church of God. Amen, Jesus. And tonight we will be listening to the pastor there, the pastor and elder Mark Hose. And as you know, people of God, he is the brother of our PNN advisor, the Emmanuel Hogs. Amen. So on tonight, people of God, get your pen, get your paper. Amen, Jesus. Let us go. Let us settle ourselves. Let us settle our spirit to see what the Lord is saying unto us on tonight. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. We give praise and honor to God. Amen. Who's the head of our life for his unspeakable gift of love. Amen. To each and every one of you on the line. Amen. To Evangelist Bradley, to the staff, the PNN Network staff, those that are working along with her. Amen. To our head officials. Amen. Our Northern District Overseer President, Pastor Jackson. Amen. Vice President, Southern District Overseer. Amen. Pastor Mother Marshall. Amen. To every one of you on the line. Amen. We praise God for his mercy, his love, and his grace towards us. Amen. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. Amen. His compassion faileth not. Amen. It's God's mercy that we're here tonight on this line. And I believe I heard, amen, Evangelist Bradley, amen, I might not have it exactly right, but close. I believe it was 240-something days, amen, to the glory and honor of God. Amen. And we praise God for that. Amen. And we do honor you all, those that are working along with her. Amen. We honor you, esteem you very highly for your work's sake. Amen. Unto the Lord. Amen. And we're going to have a word of prayer before we go into the word. Amen. And Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we humbly thank you for this night. We thank you for these thy people. We thank you for every listening ear on the line. Thank you for this prayer and network line. Lord God, we thank you for what you've done already down through the course of these 240-something days thus far. Lord God, we believe you for more in the name of Jesus. Lord God, even preparing your people to be ready when you come, those that are not ready, you're yet giving them, extending them the opportunity to come to get to know the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for your mighty acts. Thank you for your excellent greatness. Oh, Lord, we lift you up. We lift you up on high. You're worthy to be praised from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. In the name of Jesus, we love you, Lord, because you first loved us. And realizing without you, we can do nothing. But, Lord, with you, we can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us, have you thrown away. Now, Lord, we pray you send your word this night, anoint us, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I'm your vessel, your instrument. Use me for your will and your glory. I'm trusting and depending on you. Have the eternal way. And we'll glorify the name eternally. Anoint the ears of the hearers, their hearts, to help them to hear and receive your word. In the name of Jesus. And we'll tell them thy marvelous works. We'll glorify thy name eternally. And we thank you. And we ask it of thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the eternal Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. If you would at this time, amen, notice in your Bibles, amen, St. John, amen, the book of St. John, the sixth chapter, amen, praise God, amen, as was stated, amen, thank God also, amen, for Minister Emmanuel, amen, as he stated, amen, my, amen, natural brother, amen, and fellow, amen, labor in the gospel, ministers working together in the gospel, amen, of Jesus Christ. Amen. And it's a blessing, amen, when you can work together in the ministry for the edifying of the body of Christ. Amen. And I'm glad about it. Amen. And I count it a privilege and an honor. Amen. And we praise God, amen, for, amen, his word this far. St. John, those of you who have your Bibles, amen, we're going to begin reading, amen, amen, about the 60th verse. We're trying to cut it a little short. It's kind of lengthy in scripture, but we're going to try to cut it a little short. As my father used to say sometimes, go across the cornfield. Hallelujah. Amen. St. John, the 6th chapter, verse 60. Amen. Read. Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is an hard saying. Who can hear it? Amen. When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, doeth this offend you? Amen. Just to give a brief portion of background here, amen. Jesus began to talk to the disciples, amen, after, amen, talking to the multitude and so on and so forth, amen, at the Sea of Galilee, amen. And then he began to feed, amen, the, amen, 5,000 and so on and so forth, 2 fish, 5 loaves of bread, took up 12 baskets of fragments remaining, amen, and bring it up to where he began to minister, amen, even talking about the bread from heaven, amen, and he talked about the natural bread manner, amen, and the comparison to the heaven, amen, that only God can give. Amen. Those that eat of the natural bread, they died in the wilderness and so on and so forth. Amen. But God, amen, gives this, amen, manna from heaven, which we can live eternally, amen, with him. Amen. So here he begins to tell, amen, the disciples and whatnot, amen, except you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, amen, you have no life in you. Hallelujah. Amen. And he knew the people's hearts. Amen. He knew the thoughts are far off, amen, and many of them, amen, began to, amen, be offended by it and began to, in other words, murmur within themselves and amongst themselves and so on and so forth, amen, and they began to think that he was speaking of his natural flesh and, amen, his natural blood and all of that. If you back up, amen, verse 54 says, whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood have eternal life. And I will raise him up at the last day. Verse 55, for my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. Amen. As the living Father hath sent me, I live by the Father. So he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. Amen. This is the bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna in the, amen, and are dead, amen. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Talking about the bread of life, amen, the word of God. Hallelujah. This is the bread, amen, that we can eat of and live forever. Amen. We compare, amen, we eat of the natural bread down here. We get hungry. We eat of this bread, food and stuff in the natural body. Amen. Well, after a while, a few hours later, 3 or 4 hours, guess what? Many times we're hungry again and ready to eat something else. Amen. But here, eating of the manna of the heavenly bread, amen, of the word of God, amen, it will cause us, amen, to not only be full and to remain full, but even give us eternal life. Amen. Verse 59 says, then these things said he in the synagogue, as he taught in Capernaum. Bring it up to the text, verse 60. Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they heard, amen, when they had heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, does this offend you? Amen. We shouldn't be offended by the word of God. Amen. We are not supposed to get offended at God's spoken word. Amen. Sometimes folks get offended at the word of God. But if you find yourself getting offended with God's word, his word of truth, amen, it's time to go on bend the knees and pray and ask God to help you. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 62 says, amen. What? And if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Amen. Jesus began to declare his word unto the disciples. Amen. Begin to share with them and begin to let them know, amen, what and if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up, man, where he was before, going back to glory, back to heaven, to ascend back with God. Amen. To take his place back on high. Amen. We understand. We know, amen, through the word of God, amen, that God prepared him a body. Amen. That he may come down and redeem mankind back unto the Father. Amen. And now that his time had come, he was going to be going back to glory. Amen. Ascending back up into the heavens to be sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Bible says in verse 63, it is the Spirit that quickens. But if nothing, amen, it is the Spirit of God that quickeneth, meaning to make alive. Amen, quicken, amen. God is a quickening spirit. Amen, the Holy Ghost and the power of God. Hallelujah. It's a quickening spirit. It'll make you alive. it'll bring to life. I'm reminded of the word of God in the book of Ephesians, the second chapter, where it declared in the word of God, it says, you have been quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sins. In other words, living a life of sin. We're dead while we yet live. Amen. But when Christ comes in, he'll quicken our mortal bodies. He'll make us alive. Amen. He brings and gives us life. I heard Jesus said in the word of God, St. John, the 10th chapter, and the 10th verse, it said, the thief cometh not. He's talking about the devil. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you may have it how? More abundantly. Oh, somebody ought to shout glory out there. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. Amen. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Amen. It's the spirit of God. Amen. That brings and makes and gives life. Amen. This old flesh don't profit nothing. People are doing things. Amen. Trying. Amen. To profit with all through the way of the flesh. Amen. Doing this and that. Amen. But those things don't profit nothing. Amen. But the spirit of God. He said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Amen. God's words. Amen. It gives spirit and life. Verse 64 says, but there are some of you that believe not. That's the time that we're living in now. Many don't believe this word of God. Many don't believe the truth of God's word. But I got news for you. Amen. God hasn't changed his mind of what he's spoken in the word. What he's spoken in the word, it still stands. And it's going to stand forever. I heard Jesus say in the gospel writer, he said, before one jot or one tittle of my word pass away, he said, the heaven and earth shall pass away first. God's word is going to stand forever. God's word is going to stand when everything else fails. God's word won't fail. The Bible tells me, but there were some of you that believe not. I heard the Bible said in the book of Revelation, the 21st chapter, about the 8th verse, it said, but the fearful and the unbelieving. You ain't got to believe this word that you're hearing on this brand new network. God ain't got it going out for nothing. It ain't going out for naught. But it's going to accomplish that he sent it, that which he pleased. Amen. The word of God, amen, is going to go through. It's going to reach its mark, the purpose intended that God has sent it. But it's in the fearful and the unbelieving, the abominable, sorcerers, murderers, liars, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire with earnest, with fire and brimstone. If I were you, I would be a believer. If I were you, I would trust God's word. I heard the Bible said, Psalm 125 and 1, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. Lord, somebody give God some praise. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells me here, I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit here. Amen. The Bible says in verse 64, but there are some of you that believe not. Amen. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believe not and who should betray him. And sometimes folks think, amen, in their heart, in their mind, amen, don't nobody know. I don't believe all that. I don't believe it's going to take all of that. I don't believe you got to do that. But let me tell you something. The Lord already knows the thoughts and intents of the heart. And as Jesus said here in the word of God, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believe not, and who should betray him? I encourage you, amen, don't betray the Lord. Amen, trust his word. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ with all of thine heart, and thou shalt be saved. For the Bible tells me, verse 65 of the text, and he said, therefore I say unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Lord, the Bible says, then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Begin to ask the chosen 12. Begin to ask them a question. Will you all go away? Because some left. Are you going to turn and leave now? That's the time we're living in. Some are walking away from the faith. Some are relinquishing their faith. Some are throwing in the towel. And some see that. And they want a pattern after. But I encourage you, amen, don't copy. Because somebody else walk away. You abide in the ship, as Paul declared in the word of God. Except these, glory to God, hallelujah, except these, abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. Can I get a witness? Abide in the word of God, in the ship, talking about the gospel ship, in God's will, in the will of Almighty God. Abide, dwell there, stay there, don't be moved, don't go nowhere, but keep your faith in God. Hallelujah. Then Jesus said unto the 12, will ye also go away? Are you going to go away? Are you going to run off too? Let me tell you something, this ain't no time to be running away from the Lord, but rather run to him. This ain't the time, amen, to throw in the towel. This ain't the time, amen, to be giving up. We sing a song sometimes, so this is not the time for giving up, but it's time for holding on. This is not the time for looking back, but it's time for being strong. Who knows if you give up now? Somebody else that started out in the race may give up too, but it's time for holding on. And that leads me to my topic here today. Amen. Stay with Jesus. Hallelujah. Stay with Jesus. Amen. Stay with the Lord. Stay with him. Amen. In a time like this, we sing a song. Amen. Sometime in service. And said, if I ever needed the Lord before, I sure do need him now. Amen. We all need the Lord more so now than ever before. In a time and a day that we're living in. Blood running like water. Amen. People are dying like flies. People are living life. Amen. Committing all kind of sins. All manner of whoredoms. All manner of evil. Amen. Thinking nothing about, amen, the word of God or the consequences of their sins. But I come to tell you tonight, if you live a life of sin, hey, there are consequences that's got to be paid. For I heard the Bible said, Romans 6 chapter and the 23rd verse, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. The pay for sin is death. You live in sin and you die in sin. Your pay is going to be death, eternal damnation. Amen. Eternal death. Can I get a witness here? The only way to escape, amen, that rod of death is by repentance, repenting of your sins. Come to the Lord with a broken heart. I heard the Bible said a broken heart and a contrite spirit. God would nowise despise thee. He's not going to cast you aside. He's not going to cast you off. You got to be godly sorrow for your wrongdoing. Repent of the sins that you committed against God. This is the time that we're living in. It's time to get right with God. It's time to repent. If you don't know the Lord, I encourage you to get to know the Lord. If you already know the Lord, I encourage you to sing with the Lord. Hallelujah. Stay with Jesus. Stay with the Lord. Don't be moved. Don't be carried away. Amen. Away from the faith. Amen. But stay with the Lord. Amen. Here in verse 67. He said, then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Are you going to go away also? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Lord, where are we going to go? Where are we going to turn to? Simon Peter realized he had nowhere else that he could go. He realized that they had nobody else that they could turn to. Amen. Nobody else that they could lean on. Hallelujah. So Simon Peter answered him and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. In other words, if you want eternal life, you got to stay with Jesus. If you want eternal life, you got to stay with the word of God. Amen. Now is the time, amen, to stay with God's word more so ever than before. We're living in a day and time, amen, that people, amen, don't trust the Lord, amen, as they should. But God allow this thing to happen. We look at it as a pandemic, amen, something COVID-19. Yes, it's real. It's a real thing. It's reality. But don't you allow your heart to become troubled and overtaken with the cares of this life. For Jesus said in the word of God, John 14:1, let not your heart be troubled. Amen. You believe in God. Believe also in me. Amen. Yes, it's real. Yes, things are happening. Unfortunate situation. Amen. But God got a way to get this world's attention. God got a way of doing things beyond our comprehension. God got a way to open the eyes of the lost to get them to realize it's time to get right with the Lord. It's time to come to Jesus. I heard a songwriter said, come to Jesus just as you are. You may be weary, wounded, and sad, but I found in him a sweet resting place, and he has made me glad. I'm glad today that one day I tried him. I came to Jesus just as I was. Glory to God. I was weary. I was wounded and sad. Amen. But I found in him a sweet resting place. And of a truth, I can say today that he has made me glad. Lord, I believe somebody out there know what I'm talking about. You done tried him. You done experienced him. You've been with the Lord. Amen. And once you be with the Lord, once you have been with him, your life will never be the same again. Amen. You're going to know that you've been touched by the hand of God. Amen. No, here Simon answered. Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. In other words, we want eternal life. We ain't got nowhere else to go to. We ain't got nobody else to turn to if we still want eternal life. And that's what I'm telling you out there tonight. We got to stick with the word. We got to stay with Jesus if we want this eternal life. Many want eternal life, but they're not willing to do what it takes. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Many want eternal life. I want to go back with the Lord. I want to be ready when he comes. I want to go to heaven. And that's all good and well. Amen. But not everybody is doing what it takes to go back with them, to go to heaven, to be ready when the Lord comes. Oh, yes, Jesus is coming back. Yes, he's coming back in an hour that we think now. He's coming back, as the Bible says, as a thief in the night. No, I didn't say he was a thief. No, he's not a thief. But he's coming back as a thief in the night. Symbolizing, we don't know when the thief is going to come. And that's the same way it is with Christ.
We don't know when Jesus is going to come. But just know this one thing. You know he's coming. And that's why God has this network online 240-something days making sacrifices, praying and crying out unto God. Amen. And extending the arms of, amen, Christ unto the lost and dying world. Letting them know to come to Jesus. If you don't know him, get to know him. If you know him, be encouraged and stay with Jesus. Hallelujah. Because he's coming back. And the Bible says, and we believe and are sure. And this was Simon Peter began to respond when the Lord began to ask the disciples here. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will you also go away? Verse 68, then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure. Oh, I come to tell you tonight, I believe and I'm sure. And I believe I got some folks on this line tonight that have believed and are sure. In other words, there ain't no doubt in my mind. Amen. I doubt the Lord. Amen. My pastor, late Pastor Daniel. Amen. Used to sing a song coming on the radio broadcast. Amen. Listen, I'm not doubting about the way. Walking in the light. Holiness is right. I'm not doubting about the way. I come to tell you tonight. I'm not doubting about the way. About the way of holiness. About Christ. About the Lord. About Jesus. And his dying on the cross. And shed his blood for our sins. I'm not doubting about the Lord. Said in his word, if we live right, heaven belongs to us. I'm not doubting about the truth of God's word. If you be ready, you can go back with the Lord when he comes back again. I'm not doubting. We have believed and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. In other words, Lord, I know who you are. Amen. The songwriter said, everybody ought to know who Jesus is. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. Many trying to know this one. Many trying to know that one. But I'm interested in knowing who Jesus is. And I'm glad I got to know him. I want to stay with him because I know him. He's a true friend that sticketh closer than any brother. He's a comforter. He's a keeper. He's a provider. He's a protector. Whatever you need him to be, he'll be that and more. Glory to God. I'm going to have to get off here. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Bless your name, Lord. Stay with Jesus. Stay with Jesus. Amen. Don't be moved away from the hope of this gospel. Stay with Jesus. I want to encourage you, listeners, stay with Jesus. Amen. Stay with the Lord. Don't depart from the faith. Amen. Don't relinquish your faith that you have in God. Amen. Don't give up on God. Amen. No, everything may not always go the way that we desire. Everything not always going to go our way. But let me tell you something. That's where faith and trust comes in at. Because we know that we can trust God. We can have faith in him. We know that he won't leave us. Nobody will forsake us. We know he'll be with us even until the end of the world. And Peter said, we have believed. And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ. Denoting a specific one here. Verse 69. And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ. Son of the living God. Amen. This is the true Christ. Amen. The Savior of the world. The Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Don't depart from the faith. Stay with Jesus. I'm reminded of the word of God in the book of 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter. Amen. Verse 1. Amen. 1 Timothy 4 and 1, the Bible says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with an hot iron. For the Bible says, now the Spirit speaks.
heard Jesus said in the word of God, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. Amen. Many go to depart from the faith. Many are leaving the faith. But it's time to abide in the faith. It's time to stay with the Lord. Amen. They're giving heed to seducing spirits. They're letting folks seduce them. Amen. To giving up. Seducing them to doing wrong. Seducing them to committing sin. And all that in the other. Seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Satan got all kind of doctrines out here. Try to twist and mix and mess up everything. Amen. Contrary to the truth of God's word. Amen. But don't be fooled. Don't be deceived. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't, when you talk about depart. Amen. You talk about to divide. Depart. To go away from. The word depart. To leave. Depart. Even to die. Depart. Meaning to turn aside. Depart. To deviate. Amen. Don't turn aside from the gospel truth. Amen. Don't let your faith die out. Don't depart from the faith. For I heard the Bible said in the book of Hebrews, the 10th chapter. Amen. And it talked about, amen, having great recompense of reward. Amen. Don't relinquish your faith. Hallelujah. Amen, because it has great recompense of reward. Oh, glory to God. I know the enemy don't want me to get this out. Amen, but the word of God is going to go out. Amen. God's word will go out and accomplish that he sent it. Glory to God. Stay with Jesus. Amen. Stay with Jesus. Stay with Jesus. Yeah. Amen. Stay with the Lord. I'm not going to try to worry you and hold you all night. Amen. Don't live a life of fear. Pastor, what does that got to do with anything about staying with Jesus? It's got a whole lot. Amen. Sometimes people run away and they stop trusting God because of fear. Sometimes they stop, amen, believing because of fear, because of the way things look and seem at the moment of time. But the Bible says in the book of 2 Timothy, the first chapter, verse, amen, 7. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, mm-hmm. but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen. God has not given us the spirit of fear. Why? Fear, to be frightened, to be scared, to be made afraid. Fear. Fear, the Bible tells me, has torment. Oh, glory to God. The Bible lets me know and declares in the word of God, he that fear has not been made perfect in love. Fear has torment. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. But God didn't give us that. Give us a spirit of fear. But he gave us a spirit of power. Amen. The authority of God and his word. The authority and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Power. To be powerful in God. Not in ourselves, but in God. How do we do so? Through prayer, fasting, and through the word of Almighty God. He's given us the spirit of power. Amen. Possession of control. Amen. Authority and ability to produce effect. Oh, enough. How? Through the power of the Holy Ghost, Acts 1 and 8, the Bible declared, and Jesus spoke in the word of God, and said, but you shall receive what? Power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. That's the spirit that God has given us, a spirit of power. Oh, somebody ought to tell God, thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. He's given us a sound mind. Amen. Power. And of love and of a sound mind. Of love, we know what love is, benevolent concern. Amen. To see the need and want to do something about it. Love to motivate you to help somebody else. Not just stuck on yourself. Amen. Not just all about you. Amen. Songwriter said it's not about us, but it's about Jesus. Oh, glory to God. I present my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. That's what God requires. Amen.
sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Oh, glory to God. I heard the Bible declared in the Word of God, Romans the 12th chapter, verse 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. That's the least that we can do. That's the least that we can do for the Lord, is live our lives and our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. That's our reasonable service. And then it went on verse 2 and said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be not conformed to this world. Don't be in agreement with this world. Don't be in agreement with the things that the world is doing. Can I get a witness? Amen. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Transformed means be changed. Amen. God will change you. He'll change your thought process. He'll change your attitude. Oh, Lord, have mercy. He'll change your attitude. He'll change your disposition. He'll change your outlook on life. He'll change the way that you think about people. He'll change the way that you walk and talk. He'll change the way that you live life unto the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen. Romans 12, chapter verse 1 and 2. Hallelujah. Amen. But God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. Sound mind. Stable. Talking about stability. This is all how we stay with Jesus. Amen. Can't be wishy-washy in your mind. One minute you want to serve the Lord, next minute you don't. One minute I want to praise God, next minute I don't. Because I'm going through a test of stone. Let me tell you, that's all the reason to praise Him more. Amen. We sing a song. Amen. Our praise confuses the enemy. Amen. Let your praise be your weapon and confuse the enemy. Hallelujah. Sound mind, stable, undisturbed in your mind, sober. Well, Pastor, I am sober. I ain't been drinking. You ain't got to drink to not be sober in your mind. You could be unsober in your thought process. Amen. But this is the way God would have us to be. This is the spirit that He's given us. He's given us the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen. Stay with Jesus. Close out now. Amen. But continue to look to the Lord. Amen. Walk with the Lord. Walk close with Him. Amen. Let your faith continually reach out to God. Amen. It's time that we draw nigh unto God even the more. Amen. He will draw nigh unto you. Hallelujah. I encourage every one of you out there, amen, listen under the sound of my voice. Stay with Jesus. Don't depart from the faith. Don't be moved away from the hope of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hold on a little while longer. We got a change that's soon to come. Oh, yes, there's a change coming. Amen. There's a change that's going to come. Amen. And it's going to be, amen, for the better to those that believe. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, we got to go through some things down here. Amen. But yes, I'm reminded of the word of God. We're spoken. Let us know in the book of the Corinthians. Amen. Amen. In other words, committing, amen, unto Him who is able to keep that which we've committed unto Him against that day. Amen. Oh, yes, God will keep you. He's our keeper. He keeps me. He will keep you. Amen. We're kept by the power of God. Amen. God bless you out there tonight. Stay with Jesus. Stay with the Lord. Amen. Hold on to your faith that you have in God. Amen. It's soon to be crowning time. Amen. Yes. Amen. The Lord is getting us ready for that great day. That great day of the Lord is soon to come. Make no mistake about it. Amen. There are people who don't believe the word of God, who don't believe, oh, I heard that when my grandmother was living, my grandfather, I heard him saying, well, let me tell you, we're that much closer to the end time. As the Bible declared in the book of Romans, now it's high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. We're that much closer to the end time. Hallelujah. Jesus declared in the word of God, St. Matthew 11 and 28, He said, come unto me,
all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He said, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Ye shall find rest unto your weary souls. Hallelujah. It's time to come to Jesus. If you don't know him, it's time to get to know the Lord. Amen. Going to church alone is not going to do it. That's a good start. Amen. That's good. But it takes commitment, a true commitment unto God. Amen. Oh, yes, we've got to commit our lives unto him. Fully committed. The songwriter says, I'm fully committed unto you, Lord. We got to be fully committed unto God. Hallelujah. Stay with Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Amen. It was back in the hands of, amen, the MC.
Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church. Get right, church. Get right, church, and let's go home. Oh, get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church. Get right, church. Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church, and let's go home. Oh, get right, church. Get right, church. Get right, church, and let's go home. I believe I say that one more time. Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church, and let's go home. Oh, get right, church. Get right, church. Get right, church, and let's go home. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Praise God tonight. Amen for such a powerful word of God. Amen. Coming through Pastor Mark Holmes. Amen. Out of Athens, Georgia, True Holiness Temple. Truly God spoke to our hearts tonight. Amen. God is preparing us. Amen. For the coming of the Lord. Amen. For the second coming of the Lord, God is preparing the church. And this is why we got to get right. Amen. Get right with the Lord. And let's go home. Amen. The preacher began to let us know, stay with Jesus. Amen. So many people are departing from the faith. Amen. They're losing the faith. They're giving up on the faith. And some just feel within themselves, amen, you ain't got to live this life. Amen. They feel like they're going to go to heaven any old kind of way. Amen, but not so. You must be born again, and you got to come in at the door. So we praise God tonight for the word of God. Amen. Our hearts should be encouraged, amen, to stay with Jesus. Our hearts should be encouraged to seek after the Lord. Amen. As the preacher said, if you're not right, amen, let's get right. Amen. If you're not with Jesus, amen, come on over on the Lord's side tonight. Amen. We want to invite you to come to Jesus. Amen, just now. Amen, he will save you. Amen, clean you up and sanctify you. Amen, and fill you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen, and you can know of a surety, amen, that you will be ready, amen, when the Lord come back for you. Amen, tonight after hearing such an amen, inspiring word of God, an inspiring message, amen, the Lord let us know tonight what we must do to inherit eternal life. Amen, you got to live right. Amen. You got to do what the word of God says do. Amen. You can't do it your way. Amen. It's God's way or no way at all. Amen. It's God's way or no way at all. Amen. So we got to be born again. So tonight, after hearing such a, amen, a word from the Lord tonight, maybe there's somebody on the line. You look at yourself. You begin to examine yourself. And you begin to realize, amen, maybe I don't have what I thought I had. Amen, I'm not in the will of God like I need to be. Maybe you were and you strayed away from the Lord. Amen, there's so many backsliders out there. There's so many people that have fallen from grace. Amen, and you have gone and turned, amen, into a way of error. Amen, but tonight God is standing with his arms outstretched, saying, whosoever will, just let him come. Amen, will you make that bold step to Jesus tonight? Amen. Will you come to Jesus just as you are tonight? Don't wait till you get everything in order. Don't wait till you get everything, amen, situated, because you will never get, amen, things together. But come to Jesus just as you are right now. Amen. If that's you on the line tonight, amen, you want to be saved. You're tired of your life that you're living. You're tired of the way that you're going, and you want to make a U-turn. You can make a U-turn, amen, and get on that right path. Amen, that path of holiness. Amen. Tonight, if this is you, amen, we invite you to come, amen, to the platform that we may pray with you, lead you to Christ. Amen. At this time, amen, you can push *6 and come on over to the platform, amen, that we may pray the prayer of faith with you tonight. Amen. The Lord is calling you. Amen. He's calling you tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Where will your soul spend eternity? Amen. Are you ready to meet the Lord? Are you ready to meet your maker? If the Lord shall call you this night, amen, where will your soul spend eternity? Amen. I'm reminded of that rich man. Amen. He began to die. The Lord began to call him. And the Lord said, thou fool, this night thy soul is required of thee. Glory be to God. Is this you tonight? Amen. You want to get your business fixed with the Lord? You want to set your house in order? Amen. You could come over to the platform at this time. Is there one? Hallelujah. Come to Jesus. Amen. Just now, he will save you. Amen. He will save you. Amen. I know somebody needs the Lord tonight. Amen. I know somebody needs to be saved tonight. I know somebody needs the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen. You could be, amen, clean. You could be sanctified. But if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're still not going in. Amen. There were 10 virgins. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. Amen. They all were virgins. They were clean. Amen. But 5 of them had oil. Amen. And 5 of them didn't have oil. Amen. But when the bridegroom came, amen, those that didn't have the oil, even though they were virgins, they were clean. But because they had no oil, amen, they could not go back with, amen, with the bride. Amen. They could not go back, amen, with the Lord. Hallelujah. Same way tonight. You could be converted. Amen. You could be converted from the error of your sins. You could be sanctified. Amen. But if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're still not going to get in. You got to have the Holy Ghost. Amen. The work got to be completed. Let God complete the work tonight. Glory be to God. Is there one tonight? Amen. Is there one? You may be sanctified tonight, but you're lacking the Holy Ghost. God want to give you the Holy Ghost tonight. Do anybody want the Holy Ghost tonight? Amen. Do anybody want to be saved tonight? Hallelujah, Jesus. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Have you received the power of the Holy Ghost since you believe? You heard the word. You heard about the Holy Ghost. But have you received him for yourself? Glory be to God. Amen. Is there one at this time? Thank you, Lord. Amen. If not, amen. If not, amen. This night, amen. If the Lord shall call you, amen, you had your chance. If the Lord shall call me, I had my chance. I had my chance to fast and pray, to live holy every day. If the Lord shall call me now, I had my chance. Amen, you had your chance. Amen, to be saved. Amen, this night. Glory be to God. Amen. Is there anyone on the line? Amen. To have, amen, special prayer request tonight. Amen. Do we have any special prayer requests on the line tonight? Amen. Maybe you need some more strength. Amen. As the preacher says, stay with Jesus. Maybe your faith has been being tried, and the enemy is trying your faith. Amen. He's trying to vex your very soul. Glory be to God, and he's trying to, amen, turn you back. But somebody said, I made a vow to the Lord, huh, and I won't take it back. I made a vow to the Lord, and I won't take it back. Amen. Lord, help me to keep my vow. Lord, help me to keep my vow. Sometimes you got to pray and just ask the Lord to help, amen, me to keep my vow. Glory be to God. Amen. Don't take it back to amen. Any special prayer requests tonight? Amen. This is amen. The platform is open. You can come. Amen. This part is live. Amen. We want to touch and agree with you in prayer. Amen. You could come over to the platform tonight. Glory be to God. I know somebody needs some strength tonight. Amen. The Bible says amen. Amen. When I'm weak, then am I strong. Amen. And when you think you're strong, that's the very time you're weak. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We all can use prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Anyone for prayer tonight? Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we only thank you for this life. Father God, we thank you for being God. And beside you, there is no other. We thank you for being the savior of your anointing. We thank you for your redemption. We thank you for your Father, thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary. We thank you for loving us enough to go to the cross. The nails that held you to the cross, but it was the love you had for us to keep you on that cross. You could have came down, you could have changed your mind, but you endured. You endured affliction. Oh God, you went through the beating. You went through the ridicule just for us, God. You loved us so well, oh God, that you gave your life. There's no man taking my life, but I lay it down for my friends. Oh, God, you lay down your life so that we can live tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And for that, we say thank you. And for that, we praise you. We worship you tonight, Lord. We run after you, Lord, with our whole heart, with our mind, with our spirit, Lord. We seek your faith tonight. Jesus, we turn from the air by ways. You said in your word, if my people which are called by my name, shall themselves pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked way, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin. And I will heal their land. Oh, Jesus, we're asking you tonight, God, to come to turn from the error of their ways. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thought. Let him return unto the Lord. Help this nation to turn back to you. Help this nation to turn their heart back to God. Oh, Jesus, help us to live for you. Help us to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our minds. Oh, Jesus, renew our minds tonight. Renew our joy. Renew our strength tonight. Along the way, Father, we get weak sometimes. Oh, Jesus, you know how frail we are. You know, oh, God, how much we can bear. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, fix us tonight. Lord, fix our hearts. Fix us, Jesus. Lord, fix us tonight. Make us a stand. Carry us through, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we want to make it to the finish line. We want to endure even unto the end. He that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Oh, God, help us to go all the way with you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The prize is at the end. The prize, in the name of Jesus, strip us tonight, Lord. Jesus, Son of David, have on us tonight. We need you, Lord. We need you tonight, Lord. Touch our soul. Touch us, Lord. Oh, God, the outward man perish, huh? Yet the inward man, huh, is renewed day by day. Renew us, huh, day by day. Oh, Jesus, I know you ever, Lord. Lift every burden, huh? Move, Lord. Loose every shackle, every band tonight. Set the captive free, in the name of Jesus. Destroy the yokes of the enemy, destroy the yokes of the devil, tear this kingdom down. Don't let him have no dominion, over your people, in the name of Jesus. Every addiction, we plead the blood. Every habit tonight, you can break it, in the name of God, in the name of Jesus. I know you able, Lord. Look on those tonight, that are strung out on drugs. Look on those tonight, look on those that are strung out on the alcohol. Deliver them from that drinking demon. Deliver them from that drug demon. Deliver them from that sex demon. In the name of Jesus, rebuke perversion. Rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Send it back to the pit. Rebuke pornography. In the name of Jesus, we cast down tonight every imagination of the enemy. We come against it through the blood of Jesus, with the word of God. We plead the blood, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you, in the name of Jesus. Satan, loose your hold. Loose in the name of Jesus. Loose tonight. Loose in the name of Jesus. Loose that man. Loose that boy. Loose that girl. Loose that woman. In the name of Jesus. We in the name. In the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Saving is in the name of Jesus. Everything we need tonight is in your name. No other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved but the name Jesus. At the name Jesus, demons got to flee. At the name Jesus, every knee must bow. At the name Jesus, every tongue must confess. Jesus is Lord. Hey, God. Hey, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. You got all power in your hand. You can do it tonight, God. We trust you, Lord. We trust you for the saving of the soul. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, save somebody tonight. Oh, God, convict somebody tonight. Unto repentance, Oh, God, the preaching of the gospel is to the, that perish foolishly, In the name of Jesus, Except the Lord build the house, They that labor, labor in vain, Lord, you build the house tonight, God, you do the work, Do what we cannot do, Oh, God, reach the souls, Oh, God, the souls of men, Pull them out of the fire tonight, In the name of Jesus, Look on that soul that's near as hell, Have mercy on them tonight, God. Look on that soul that's going to lay down tonight and not to awaken in the morning. Have mercy on them, God. We pray that their soul be ready. We pray that they be ready to answer the call. We pray that they got their business fixed. We pray that they have repented of all their sins. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we believe on your name, even as the scripture has said. Oh, God, stripping your people, those hearts. And near, those in the United States, oh God, even outside of the United States, oh God, all the way into the other countries of the world, oh God, those that are on Facebook tonight, strip them right now, God, let the virtue go out tonight, yeah, sing your virtue tonight, sing your deliverance power tonight, somebody needs deliverance tonight, somebody needs the Holy Ghost tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, reach them, right where they are tonight, in the name of Jesus, oh God, make a visitation, visit them tonight, God, deal with their hearts, deal with their minds, you deal with them, Lord, trouble them, God, till they surrender to you, don't let them have no sleep, until they yield to you, say, Lord, what must I do to be saved? In the mighty name of Jesus, help them to take heed to the word that they have heard this night. We know that thou art God. Oh, God, then besides you, there's no other. Father God, we thank you. We praise you. We love you, Lord. We thank you for your messenger tonight. We thank you for your chosen vessel. Father God, we pray that you will look on the man of God tonight. We pray, oh God, that you will send a fresh anointing. Oh God, from the crown of his head, God, let it flow down to the sole of his feet. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, give him a double portion of thy spirit. Everything that was withdrawing tonight. We pray that you will make a deposit back into him tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, send your strength, send your virtue tonight. Cover him under the blood. Bless his home, bless his family. Oh, God, bless his companions tonight. Oh, God, bless his children. God, save them, God. Fill them with the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know that you're able. We know you will do it. We believe you for the saving of the souls. Continue to open up doors for the man of God that the word of God may have free course in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank and we praise you. Bless every listener tonight. Oh, God, under the sound of the message, under the sound of his voice, bless the listeners tonight. Let the word of God take root in their heart. Oh God, bring about a change. Let the word of God change somebody tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we believe you and we praise you. We count it done right now. We give you the praise in advance. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and thank God. Hallelujah. If you believe God right now, give him some praise right where you are. If you believe God and you count it done, amen. Give him the praise right now. Give God the praise right now where you are, right where you stand, right where you sit, right where you may be at this moment. If you believe God tonight, amen, give him the praise. After they prayed, they gave thanks. After, amen, we prayed, we got to thank him. Amen, and count it already done. Glory be to God. Amen, we praise God tonight. Amen for the word of God. Amen. Coming through. Amen. Amen. Pastor Mark Holmes. Amen. Out of True Holiness Temple Church of God. Amen. In Athens, Georgia. Amen. God spoke to us and told us what to do. Amen. Stay with Jesus. Amen. You started. Why not finish? Amen. You started out with Jesus. Amen. Why not go all the way? Amen. Let's go to the finish line, people of God. Let's go to the finish line. We can make it with the help of the Lord. Amen. Tonight the Lord sent his word to help us to make it. Maybe you were on the verge, amen, of giving up. But now you're on the verge of a breakthrough. Ha! Glory be to God. I said maybe you were when you first got on the line. Maybe you were on the verge of giving up. But now after the word of God has come, amen, you're on the verge of a breakthrough. Amen, your breakthrough, amen, is coming. It's on the way. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we thank God for this night. We thank God, amen, for the word of God once again, for the messenger, amen, the man of God. We thank God, amen, for him, amen, declaring, unveiling himself, amen, for the master's use. Amen, and amen, speaking. Expressing, the Spirit speaketh expressly to the church. Amen, because Jesus is coming back for a ready people. Amen, a church without spot or wrinkle or any blemish. Amen, our garments got to be washed. Amen, we got to be washed. We got to be whiter than snow. We can't have no spots. We can't have no blemish. We can't have no wrinkles. Amen, but we got to be pure. Amen, ready. Amen, for the Lord's return. Amen. So we thank God tonight for the word of God. People of God, be encouraged. Amen. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Amen. Don't let go of God's hand. Amen. If you stay with Jesus, he's going to stay with you because he said, I will never leave you. You may leave him, but he said, I will never leave you. Amen. He still will be right there. You may let go of God's hand, but God is not going to let go of your hand. Amen. So we just bless God tonight. Amen. We should be, amen. We should feel encouraged, amen, and inspired through the word that we have heard on this night. We thank God for prayer, the power of prayer. Prayer does work. Prayer changes everything. Amen. The Bible says, if my people which are called by my name would just pray, humble themselves and pray. Amen. Seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. Amen. That's all we got to do is just humble ourselves and pray. Turn from all unrighteousness. Turn from everything, every hang up, every hindrance. Amen. And God said, amen, I will heal the land. Glory be to God. And we know God is faithful to his word, and he will do everything that he said he will do. So tonight, people of God, we want to encourage you to get a copy, amen, of tonight's broadcast. Amen. If you desire a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, to listen over again, amen, we're going to ask you to text us at area code 912-257-3918. Once again, if you, amen, so desire a copy of tonight's broadcast, text us at area code 912-257-3918. Also, to our international listeners, those that are calling in from other countries, amen, we thank God for you. We pray that you have enjoyed this broadcast, amen, tonight and every night. Amen, we pray that this broadcast is a blessing, amen, unto you. Amen. If you desire a copy of tonight's broadcast or any other night, we ask that you would text us by using WhatsApp. And the number is 678-608-7234. Once again, amen to our international listeners, those that are calling in from other countries. If you so desire a copy of tonight's broadcast or any other night, amen, please, amen, reach out to us, amen, by using WhatsApp. And send us a text. The number is 678-608-7234. Amen. And we will, amen, try to get these broadcasts to you upon your request. Amen. So, people of God, amen, let's keep praying. Let's keep trusting God. Let's keep believing God for the saving of our souls and for the saving of other souls. Amen. To all of our Facebook listeners, amen, you can go to our, amen, to our Facebook page, Prayer News Network, and there you can find the, amen, the broadcasts. Amen, you could just click on the link, amen, and to replay the broadcast, amen, on Facebook. So we thank God for each and every one of you. Thank God for, amen, Blog Talk Radio, to our Blog Talk Radio listeners, those that are listening, amen, by podcast, amen, however means that you're tuning into this broadcast. We want you to know that we do appreciate you. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. We love you with the love of Jesus. This is why we do what we do, because we love you enough, amen, to tell you, amen, what Jesus said. Amen. So we pray that you will continuously to listen and tune in to the broadcast every night at 9 p.m. Amen. Let God complete the work that he started in your life. Let the word of God change you. Amen. God, only God can do it. Amen. But there are some things you must do. You have to, amen, sanctify yourself. You have to, amen, make ready. You have to prepare for the Lord's coming. Amen. Everything that you know God is not pleased with, you got to do away with it. Separate yourself, amen, from, amen, unholy things, unholy conversation. Amen. The places, amen, that you, amen, know God is not pleased with, amen, cease from going. Amen. Pray and ask God to take the desire of sin away. Take the desire of sin out of your system. Amen. I know for myself that prayer will do it. God will take it away. Amen. Some people say it's a process. Amen. Amen. The moment you believe, the work is already done. Amen. God can do it all in one night. Amen. You don't have to go through no steps. Amen. Like, amen, AA, amen, all like that. The only steps you got to go through is repentance. Amen. Repent and be converted. Amen. That your sins may be blotted out. Amen. Then you got to be sanctified. Amen. Sanctify yourself. Amen. And after you're thoroughly sanctified, amen, and when you've done all you know how to do to sanctify yourself, then that's when the Holy Ghost, amen, that's when the Lord will come on in. He will sup with you, and the Holy Ghost will do the rest. Amen. He will do what you cannot do. Amen. He'll clean you up. Amen. Sanctify you and fill you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And then you can say, surely I am a new creature in Christ. Amen. So we bless the Lord tonight. We thank God for this broadcast. Amen. People, God wants you to know, amen, we love you. We're here every night at 9 p.m. Amen. We want you to stay tuned. Amen. To hear, amen, what the Lord has to say unto the church. So we thank God, amen, for our visionary, amen, the founder of the Prayer News Network Global, Evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. Let's continue to pray her strength in the Lord. Amen. That God will continuously to strengthen her. Amen. That she may continuously to do the sweet will of our God. Amen. We love you. Amen. People of God, we love you from the bottom of our hearts. Amen. We love you. Amen. But God loves you best. Amen. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. We will be back on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. if the Lord shall say the same. Amen. Come back believing God. Look it. Come. Amen. Be intentional. Amen. Expect God to do great things in your life. Amen. Until then, this concludes our broadcast for tonight. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we bless you. We thank you for what our ears have heard and what our hearts have felt. We thank you for the sweet fellowship. We thank you for, oh God, this each and every one that has tuned into this broadcast tonight. Father God, you have ordained it to be so. Everyone that was on the line tonight, you have already ordained it from the foundation of the earth this night for them to hear and be a part of this broadcast. We pray that you will bless every household that's represented on this line. Oh, God, leave them with a blessing tonight. Oh, God, continue, sweet God, to deal with their hearts. Continue to work with them, God. Save the unsaved, strengthen those that remain. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we do these things for us. We'll bless your name. Keep us as we depart from this line, but never from your presence. Oh, God, keep us covered under the blood of Jesus. Father God, when you do these things, and we'll give your name the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. Be blessed. Amen. And look to Jesus. Amen. God bless you, people of God. Until tomorrow night, amen, 9 p.m. Good night.
Hey!
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.